Serious news, seriously entertaining. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Happy Monday. Oh, my Lord. I looked to the left, and for the last week, I have seen nobody.
Oh, it's all different this week, man.
But this week, he is back in person, 3D Technicolor. Welcome back, my man.
Thanks, man.
Are you happy to be out
of
there?
Yes. Yeah.
What did I say about relationships? They're not supposed to be 24/7.
Well, I mean, you know, so for those of you who don't know, my wife got COVID. She had the Pfizer vaccine. It ended up, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 you're in the hospital and a ventilator. It was a 1. Thank God for vaccines, right? So she had a very mild case. She was downstairs. I was upstairs, you know. So I got tested twice, negative both times. So I avoided it. She's fine. But I did the show from home for the last week and a half.
Yes, you did.
So, listen, I want to be back here. I mean, goodness gracious. I got to tell you, I don't know how people work from home. And I know a lot of you are listening from home right now. You're on the app. You're on your phone, right? You're listening to the show. Hey, God bless you. It's just not for me. I have to leave. I have to get in my car and go. Because a lot of times, you know, the great thing about, I think, going to work and working and then, you know, I don't mind the drive. The downtime of the drive.
Yes.
The you can blast music. You can turn your, you know, you can turn everything off and open all the windows and get some fresh air. You can do that. And I think that's the beauty of going to work. I missed the drive because that is like me time, you know what I mean? To just really chill. And you do it more than anybody. You got an hour drive.
Yeah. Well, you know what? When I worked out of the house, I remember it was one of those things where it's like the minute I would see somebody, you're in the house all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're working, you're in the house all day. And if you don't see other people, it's like when you're on first name basis with a person at Del Taco, but you don't know, like you haven't seen for... It gets weird, so you have to really separate the two. One of them is, like you said, the me time. It's working out. It's doing something. It's being outdoors.
Right.
And for a lot of people, the respite of the home life is work.
Yeah. I got more exercise, and you know I don't like to exercise.
Got that body.
I like to play softball.
Yeah.
I only need to be in softball shape. But I would swim laps in the pool. Or I would go on like a walk and I would kind of jog it because I'm not running. I'm not doing any of that stuff.
Yeah, being chased.
No, nobody's chasing me. I'm not running to second base. I don't have to beat out a throw. But I found myself trying to get out of the house and, you know, just, you know, trying to do some different stuff. Like I almost tried to pack my day with stuff I didn't have to do from the house.
Yeah.
One day I said, you know what? I'm going to go get a pumpkin spice latte. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go do that. And then I did it, and then some lady who wasn't watching where she was going whacked into my car. That's what I get for trying to get a pumpkin spice latte from working from home. I can't stand it.
Isn't it hard to drink a pumpkin spice latte when it's 110 degrees outside?
No, you get a cold.
Okay.
All right.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you get a cold, man.
Dude, working from home, you have to really be...
And see, younger people love it.
Well, here's the thing, but younger people love it because they break up their days and they'll make it a 24-hour day in the sense that maybe they'll work really late, so they'll go hang out with their friends in the middle of the day.
Smart. I got to learn this.
If you're stuck in the house because of COVID,
it
is not the same as hanging out with your friends all day.
My wife was stuck in the house.
Yeah.
I was not.
No.
But I didn't go and hang out with anybody because just in case...
You could have called me in the middle of the day. We wouldn't play catch.
I know. We could have.
We could hit fly balls. I would have went over there all day. Wait, you want me to? Let's go play.
I know.
Let's do it.
I know. Yeah, like your schedule isn't crazy enough. Oh, gosh. All right. Coming up in just a bit, we're going to talk about the real reason you're only putting healthy stuff in your cart. This is pretty funny. We'll talk about that. But, you know, last week the big story was the Biden press conference. You and I were on the air after it happened. We carried it live. And so basically, you know, you're in a company, over 100 people, Biden's basically saying you get the vaccine or you get tested every week. And so I was curious to see if Americans were going to back the president's plan. Would Americans back the president's plan? Because if you look at other stuff where he's getting pulled on, he's getting drilled on Afghanistan.
As he should. This guy's getting drilled today. Blinken is just getting tore up from the floor.
And they both deserve it.
Yep.
He's getting drilled on the border.
Absolutely.
Nobody knows the border better than us. We don't want open borders.
No.
We have open borders right now. You know, it's awful. So what about this? Can he win with the American people on this? And the answer so far is yes. So almost 60% of Americans agree to require all employers with 100 or more employees to get vaccinated or tested. And so seems like he's got the American people on his side. And 60% is really interesting because usually it's, you know, it's 48 to 46, and then there's a portion that they don't know, and it's really kind of split down the middle. This seems to be something that Biden can win on. And I like the plan. I've said it before. No one is forcing you to get a vaccine. People don't understand that. How hard is it to understand this? You either get the vaccine or you get tested. You don't have to get the vaccine unless you're a federal worker. We're not, and I'm just,
or you're part of the Congress or the UPA.
There are plenty of holes in this thing. Yeah. But I'm just talking about real specific how it affects all of you listening, because most of you listening right now are in a company of 100 or more people. So this is going to come to you. Get vaccinated, which most of you probably are.
75% of every eligible adult had at least one shot.
Yeah.
So we are at 70 to 75%. I think we're right about where we're going to be, herdish immunity. Think about this. Everybody thinks that we're not even at, I don't think we're at 90% for children's vaccinations.
Not even close.
In real life, polio and stuff, I don't think we're at 90%. I think we're in the high 80s at best.
Yeah.
So, because, the whole anti-vaxxer thing over the last several years. So we're not even there for that. So, 75%, we're on our way. I think it's pretty damn good.
So if you look at some of these companies that started doing this before even Biden, like United Airlines, that's my new favorite airline. I'm not kidding. They've got my business. Let's see. United Airlines, 50% of unvaccinated employees have already complied in the first 3 weeks of the 5-week grace period. United says, if you're working for us, you're vaccinated. I don't even think they're giving the test
an option. How many is that, though?
How many people?
So 50% complied. Another 50% may not comply. I don't know how many people there are working for them that weren't already vaccinated. Because, again, probably 60%+ of people have had their first, 75% of working adults, and adults have had it. So at least 60%, you would think. But I don't know how many people work for United.
Still a good number.
Yeah.
Delta Airlines said a fifth of its unvaccinated employees received a COVID shot in the 2 weeks since the airline announced that they would be subjecting you to $200 monthly surcharge if you're unvaccinated. So it's working with the airlines. They're getting more people vaccinated. That's good. So let's talk about who this hasn't worked for. And you and I were talking about this right before the show. There's a hospital in New York.
Yep.
Okay. And they say as of the end of September, babies in this hospital will no longer be delivered at Lewis County Hospital,
yep,
because, and it's a small number of people, 6 maternity ward workers resigned. They didn't want to get vaccinated, so they quit. So that's 6, just 6 people. But, this is making news everywhere, and people are saying,
well, 165 out of the 464 total workers have not been vaccinated.
Say it again.
165 out of 464. So, roughly a little over a quarter of them have not been vaccinated.
But only 6 have quit.
Yeah, only 6 have quit.
So people are looking at Joe Biden and they're saying everybody's going to quit their job. And I disagree.
Well, what's funny is, that poll last week, was it 7 out of 10 workers who are not vaccinated said they would quit their job?
I don't buy it.
Even if it's half.
Yeah.
Let's just say it's 50%. That would put a real strain on companies that are already struggling to find workers. And the funny thing is, Dan Abrams, of course, our friend from Live PD, Live PD's not on anymore because
that's awful.
People suck. He said this about who might be the ones who will fight the hardest against this.
The best challenges are not going to come from the governors who are making all the noise. It's going to come from employers who are saying, for whatever reason, we don't want to implement this.
Then they'll pay big. Then they'll pay a huge fine.
And that's the other thing. Who's going to enforce this? How's it enforced?
The hospital in New York with the 6 people just quitting because they don't want to get vaccinated. Do you have any idea how many vaccinations you have to have to work in a maternity ward? You got to have the Hep B vaccine to work on labor or delivery. You have to prove you're immune to mumps, measles, rubella. You have to prove that you're free of tuberculosis to work there. So why is it a problem to be vaccinated against
COVID? Because a lot of people are saying the same thing. You know what? Those things have been around for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. This has not been. And I am worried about it. And a lot of women are saying, because you're seeing some of the things that are going on out there when it comes to some of the studies they're doing for women and being able to reproduce, and is it safe? So you just had that ESPN person step away, and we don't know how safe it is a year from now. We don't. We have no idea what it will look like a year or two from now. That's the reality of it. Nobody does what any of these things will look like. They could last forever, or they could cause us some issues. We have no idea.
COVID could cause a lot of issues down
absolutely.
The line, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. You know, I mean, that's... But we don't know fully about the vaccines a year from now. We just don't.
Mm. I feel pretty good about it. These things have been tested for 20 years. The mRNA. Smartest people on the planet. I'm going to go with them. All right, coming up next. Hey, the real reason, you know, you head to the grocery store, you're only putting healthy items in your cart. Why would you do that? There is a reason. It's the silliest thing I've ever heard.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
So I'm not allowed to do the shopping at my house. I had to do it the last couple weeks. Because my wife had COVID.
And because you wanted to get out of the house.
And I wanted to leave the house. And plus, you know, at the very beginning of my marriage, we went grocery shopping for the first time. And she has banned me from that because I slow her down. I buy too much stuff. I say, hey, look at this. I'm like a five-year-old, right? So she's banned me from that. But there's a new study out about people who grocery shop. And they're putting all this stuff in their cart. And... it's kind of weird. They're putting all healthy stuff in. They're actually scared to put ice cream or chips or Oreos in their cart because they want to avoid judgment.
Really? That's sad.
I'm going to buy what I want, when I want, and I don't care what the person behind me or in front of me thinks of if I like one thing or another.
I think it's a younger generation that really worries about the judgment. Like, you know, you get older, right? You don't care what somebody else thinks. When you're younger, it's really like, what do these people think? And now with social media, it's like, when you get older, you don't care what anybody thinks. Hey, you look stupid in those shorts.
Don't care.
I don't care. Let me tell you about how much I care. I don't care about any of the things that because you start to realize what really matters and what doesn't matter. Could you imagine spending money on stuff you're like, you know what? I would really like to buy something somewhere else and throw it away at my house.
40% of shoppers say they're only putting healthy items in their carts to avoid being judged at the checkout line. The survey also said that shoppers use the self-checkout line to avoid being judged about their purchase.
Man, I don't care.
You know what we need?
What?
You know when you watch an NFL game?
Love them.
Love the NFL, right? Cardinals were on
fire
yesterday.
Watch them all weekend.
Oh. You know when a player gets hit in the head and they go into the protocol?
Yes.
And it's a tent? We're going to need that at Fry's now.
Is that what we're going to?
They're going to need
a tent of shame.
Yes, they're going to need like the tent for concussion protocol from the NFL. It's just this tent. You go into the tent, nobody sees you. I'm telling you, that's what's coming up next because people are going to be like, oh, I don't really want to go shopping.
I don't know. I should probably put a kiwi fruit next to these Oreo cookies because that's really awesome.
Seriously, what do you want? Do you want Oreos or do you want pineapple? Come on, man.
Oh, my goodness. Pineapple. Yuck.
Right?
And you never put it on your pizza either. That's not right either.
It's so wrong.
So in a day and age when things are more expensive, the thought of putting something inside of a cart that I know I'm not going to eat and then throw it away because I'm worried about what the guy or gal behind me thinks.
Yeah.
Somebody I will never see again.
Right.
Somebody I don't care to know, and they don't care to know me. And they're probably not even judging me.
Right. And I won't go into this, but there if, you know, I'm trying to figure out how to say this. Oh, Peter's already over there. He's cringing. He's like, oh, gosh, what's he going to say? You remember going and buying certain things and
yes,
going up to the checkout.
You're like, I'll take some search.
you put it down on the counter, and you're like, Yeah, this. Oh, is that all you're having? Is that all you're buying? Well, I'll take these chips too. And you try to kind of cover it up a little bit because you're embarrassed by what you're buying. But it's a necessity.
It is
To protect everybody, if you will.
Yes.
See, that's when it got a little bit weird, and that was in
Really? No, I'd be like, what's up? What's going on? Yeah, it's happening.
So you would just buy it.
I don't know what you're doing tonight, but it looks like you're working.
Yeah, I'm doing something a lot better tonight. So you'd go up, you'd buy the one thing.
I didn't care.
Me, I bought the one thing, and then you know what? You put like four other things around it. And you go, yeah, this too.
Can I have some gum?
Yeah.
Like gum. You're like, okay, I get it. Your gum, right? You're going out? Yeah. See, I want to make sure you're...
That's when it's like you're a little embarrassed, maybe. That seems normal to me. But if you're buying a Snickers bar, or you're buying, chocolate, and you're putting in, it's unhealthy for you.
I've had a rough day. Yeah. Stop judging me.
And then you think you're being judged. That's just crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's what we think nowadays. We think everybody's judging us because we think everybody cares. You know what most people care about? Just getting on with their life. That's it.
I don't think I've ever judged anybody.
On what they've eaten?
On what they're eating in front of me at the grocery store.
I'm not even paying attention. I'm more judging the outfits.
You judge the outfits.
Yeah. People at Walmart, man. Just go there. You're like, I can't believe it. You decided that's what you're going to wear. Right? Like, that to me is far more entertaining. That to me is way more entertaining. If you've never been to PMOWalmart.com, go there. It's worth it. It's the greatest thing ever.
All right. So the real reason you're putting healthy items in your cart at the grocery store is because you don't want to be judged.
That's right.
Come on. Have some confidence in yourself. Somebody says something and say, hey, listen. Do I look approachable to you?
There you go. That's all you gotta
say. Do I look approachable to you?
Do you know who I am? Because I don't.
Are you seriously saying this to me?
Right. Hey, if you subscribe to the Gators and Chad Show podcast, subscribe right now. iPhone, Android, never going to miss any of the shows. It's Gators and Chad Show podcast brought to you this week by Retirement Planners America.
Coming up next, were they plotting another Columbine, or are they just little boys?
It's little boys. Learn the layout of a school.
It's the Gators and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, I'm Gatos. He's Chad coming up. Does your relationship need a 17-page contract?
Oh, my goodness.
Let's see if it does.
Is there billions of dollars involved? Because there's billions of dollars it might need that.
No.
If you're marrying Britney Spears, you might want to get one of those.
No.
If you're just on a date with somebody from Tinder and you're maybe thinking about seeing somebody,
you
guys are talking about this.
Sign this.
You guys are insane. Speaking
we'll
of insane.
It,
yeah. Police near Fort Myers, Florida say they've foiled a mass shooting plot.
This could have turned disastrous. We are 1 second away from a Columbine here.
13 and 14-year-old boys arrested after police say another student told a teacher one of the teens had a gun. Authorities say no gun was found, but they did find a map with locations of all the school security cameras. And they say search warrants at the boys' homes turned up a gun and several knives. Investigators say the kids had been studying the Columbine massacre.
Yep. Not only were they studying it, they had figured out where... They went to another kid and they said, hey, dude, you want to be a part of this? We're thinking about killing everybody and then killing ourselves. And that kid's like, you know what? I'll get back to you on that. And then hold on a second. Told the teacher. So, but on top of all of that, not only they'd studied everything where the cameras were, they had studied where all the natural gas lines were. Because the thought process was, we're going to blow stuff up after as well as shooting everybody.
They're just kids, Chad. That's what one mother is saying.
What were you going to say?
How about my kid needs psychological help?
So,
how about that?
Well,
do we not do that anymore this day? We don't.
Chris Rock said it best. Whatever happened to crazy? Every once in a while, crazy's just out there. So you got these two kids, 13 and 14. They're going to be in juvie for at least 21 days. And
Good. They're
probably going to get psychological help. They said they were going to buy everything on the black market. They had a gun. They had some knives.
13 and 14-year-old kids.
But
the mom says the authorities are overreacting. The mom says they're just boys. Here's the quote. He's just a little boy. He didn't think this was really serious. He didn't think they were serious.
Yeah.
That was her quote.
Yeah.
When can we look at our kids? Because I know we don't ever want to say that our kids did something wrong or, they're perfect and all that kind of stuff. But you're not doing your job as a parent unless you're telling your kid what they're doing is not right.
Yeah.
And so this goes under the headline of this is not right. And for mom to fight for the kid, I understand you always want to fight for your kid. Your kid had guns, knives. They wanted to blow the place up, and you're taking their side. Do you care about your child? Because if you did, you'd find them some help. Or you'd keep a better eye on them. Hey, son, I know you're only 13, but what are the pipe bombs doing under your bed? How about that for a conversation?
I wouldn't even know. Old days, you know, like, your dad would just beat you to death.
my mom would have grabbed me and just dragged me, like, to some boarding school. I don't even know what they would have done.
Military school. Yeah. You went to military school. You want to play stuff like this? You're going to go to military school. You're going to find out what it's like. And again, psychological. What is it? Well, you know what? It's probably fame. There's infamy. There's all of those things. These kids are watching them, and Clee Bolt and them are living a life of, as far as they're concerned, of infamy that continues to go on.
Yeah.
And these kids are probably struggling in the time of social media and trying to figure out, why can't they be big stars? You know, why don't they have a million followers? And this was going to be their thing, because so many people would rather be dead and famous than alive.
My God. Yeah, I mean, it could have been the next Columbine. How about the 2018 Parkland?
Yeah.
17 people killed, 17 others wounded.
I like, is that guy even all there?
Which guy?
The Parkland shooter. Because there's times, you know, like, when they're talking, like, he didn't seem to know up from down.
Yeah.
Like, and part of being having mental issues, or what they would consider back in the day crazy, is you can't tell the difference between right and wrong. You don't know. Like, these kids, I think, it was a cry for help, yes, and it was potentially dangerous, obviously.
Sure.
But on top of all of those things, it was also a situation where you could look at them as they walk them in. They're not what they want to be. They're not hip. They're not cool. They're just kids going about their lives. And nothing about them seems part of the in crowd. And you can just look at them and just tell right there.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You have a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Do you, because he splits time between here and California, do you monitor his phone, or do you monitor what he does online?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you do it, though? Do you say, hey, listen, that phone, I know you think it's yours, but you're not paying for it. I'd like to take a quick look. I want to make sure you're not watching something you shouldn't be. I want to make sure you're not looking at the Columbine stuff. How do you do it?
You know what? With him, it is really easy to do. He is very straightforward. He'll give you his phone. And, he signed into all of my stuff on my computers is the only things he has. So I can go and search. And most of what I end up finding on him is, let's see here, hockey.
YouTube.
Hockey. No, all on YouTube.
Okay.
Every day. 25. Hey, guess what? Something pops up from hockey. And that's about it. And he's interested in like Drake and, you know, hip hop music and hockey. He's not interested in anything else.
Right.
But yeah, definitely I monitor and go through it.
Well, you see it.
Absolutely.
You know what he's interested in because you watch what he's looking at.
You have to be.
But these parents aren't. You get a 13 and 14-year-old. They're in juvie now. They're going to be there for 3 weeks. And they're plotting to blow up a school. And the parents have no idea what they're up to. They don't see them hoarding guns.
I hear the word mom. Where's dad?
Great point. I haven't seen that.
It's a fair question to ask.
Yeah.
Very fair question to ask. And look, by the way, you could be the greatest parent in the world, in the entire world, and your kid can just spin off.
Right.
Might happen. You could be the worst parent in the world, and your kid could get through it with flying colors and become something. But by and large, you would say people with parents around, dads, moms, things like that, people that are really strong in their lives,
and they're involved.
Aunts, uncles involved.
Right.
Guess what? They turn out to be okay. People who kind of have has it, that always worked the same.
Yeah. All right. So they put a stop to that. Could have been an absolute disaster. Could have blown up the school. Coming up next.
Coming up.
Does your relationship need a 17-page contract? It's the Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news. Seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
Athleta presents Gold Over America Tour, featuring the most decorated gymnast of all time. Simone Biles makes her way to the Gila River Arena on September 22nd.
Oh, wow.
Head to the contest page at KTR.com for your chance to win tickets.
What's she going to be doing there?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing?
I don't know. I would assume it would be an exhibition.
Yeah, competing.
I'm surprised she's touring, though, after all the fallout.
Mm.
So, but no.
This was a tough Olympic Games for her, obviously.
It was absolutely a tough. So
didn't go down the way she wanted it to.
No. But I don't know what she's going to be. I'm assuming she's going to be doing a lot of her big stuff that she did or she didn't get a chance to do. And maybe she's doing a Q&A as well.
I think it's great. Go see one of the greatest gymnasts on the planet.
Yeah, she's just ridiculous as an athlete. And you know, there's a lot of, again, this younger generation struggles in ways I think an older generation didn't have to deal with this stuff. And we were just talking about her. It's like people were worried about what's in their basket, you know, at the store, like, oh my god, don't let somebody see that I bought a whole thing of Oreo cookies. And you and I are like, I don't care. I'm gonna eat them right here.
I'd open the bag and offer you one.
Speaking of crazy younger generations, hey, how about you go on a date, right? Like, you're going out, you're having fun, you're going on a date, and you have this contract that you and this guy decide, 17 pages of contract stuff.
We met on Tinder, the infamous, like, hookup app. Yeah, that's where we met. But what you guys probably don't know is that, like, a month after we first met, we drafted up relationship terms and conditions. I'm not going to read it all because, like, cringe, but there's objectives, honesty, communication, awareness of partner's needs, clarity, and I don't know, does that say alignment of your intentions? You drafted.
What I like is terms and conditions apply. See store for details. Not a licensed medical professional.
I'm just going to say this. I would dump her after the first date because of her voice. I'm just going to be totally shallow here. That voice, I can't take. I can't take it.
So
she could be really smart, very nice lady, beautiful, great job, all that kind of stuff. That voice, I'm telling you, man, it is like nails on a chalkboard. Done.
This is fun right here.
Now, I will admit, this is absolutely psychotic to write up 2 weeks after meeting somebody on Tinder, but it is crazy. But if you won't agree to a contract, how do you know what you're signing yourself up for? Like, you don't want to throw yourself into a one-year-long commitment and you don't even know what, like, the terms and conditions are. I need to know the rules here. But my dog, Emma, comes before anyone and anything in my life.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, her dog.
Did she say her dog comes before everybody?
Uh-huh.
So when she, let's say she marries this guy,
the dog still
comes first.
That's right. See store for details, not licensed medical professional.
She's a dog mom, which, by the way, I know. That bothers me, too. There are no dog moms. There's no dog dads, pet dad.
What about cat dad?
Nope. No, you're not a cat dad, Lloyd, either.
I have a shirt that says I am a cat
dad.
Well,
you could wear the shirt, but the cat mom or the... No.
Kelly Wasn't there a song, Cat Daddy?
Cat Daddy? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
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 Terms and conditions apply. See store for details. This person's insane. She also talks about that in the contract that she... She has to get flowers or something romantic every 2 weeks.
It's not romantic if you know it's coming and it's in a contract.
Jeez. How are you single? That is just insane.
I think if I were this guy, I would love this contract. Like, because she gave it to him 2 weeks in, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I know 2 weeks in, we ain't going to be together because I ain't signing nothing.
No.
No, like, that would scare me. This lady scares me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I'm her friends, I'm like, hon, we need to sit down and have a talk.
Did she get burned in the last relationship?
Yeah, she had a very bad relationship, and she wants to make sure that this one's okay.
Good start.
They both signed this. It's not just her.
And he's a law student.
Oh, he's plenty wrong in this thing, too.
Yeah. Look, I'm sorry.
Can I be shallow again for a second?
Absolutely.
All right, let me just be really shallow.
Like a kiddie pool.
Well, listen. When we were in our 20s, did we always date the people that were the best for us?
No.
Not even close.
Part of being in your 20s.
Not even close. I mean, I will tell you this. I put up with one woman in my 20s for way longer than I ever should have. Gee, I wonder why I did that.
I wonder why.
I just can't think of why.
I know.
Why would I do that? Because she was very good looking. And you say, okay, I'm shallow. I want to be seen with her. I'm shallow. She's really good looking. She's a mess. Like a total disaster. And what do guys do? They don't care.
No.
They stay with them.
Hey, Pablo and I talked about this. By the way, happy birthday, Pablo.
Happy birthday, Pablo.
We were talking about last week. Guys.
We're stupid.
We're stupid.
Of course we are.
Like, we're at a point in our lives, you know, when you're younger, you're like, hey, I don't know if you guys know this. Mentally, she's not always there. She killed her last two boyfriends. You're like, I think I could change her.
Women are so much smarter than us.
No, they're not.
Yes,
they get
the
same problems that guys do.
No, I think they're so much smarter than us, man.
They don't pretend they do.
No, no.
But every woman's got a nightmare guy or gal story that they talk about over and over.
A bad boy.
Yeah, the bad boy.
I get that. He's terrible for me, but he's so cool. He doesn't text me back, and gosh, that just makes me feel so good.
What was that that commercial for that show that's coming out, Love Island or whatever? Like, and this one girl's like, oh my God, he's gorgeous. He looks like a guy that could totally ruin my life, but I can't stop looking at him.
I still think they're better than us. We're the dumbest people on the planet, us men. So this woman, 17 pages, they're in their 20s. She got the guy to sign it after 2 weeks. He's more stupid than anybody.
Yeah.
Good luck with those rules, buddy.
He's probably not binding in court, and he knows that because he's a law student.
Coming up, the All Arizona Daily Download. We got the three biggest local stories of the day. Hey, how much did that Arizona audit actually cost? We've got the actual number next.